What a blessing, what an honor, what a privilege to be here with my dear brother, our daughter, our Pharaoh, with the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra. We keep alive a tradition of tremendous nobility and unbelievable royalty. I'm talking about Chico Ofero and Dizzy Gillespie. I'm talking about James Brown and Tito Puente. I'm talking about Aretha Franklin and Celia Cruz. It's the caravan of love in the language of the Isley Brothers, or what John Coltrane called a love supreme. Blessed to be another love warrior in this great tradition. I am who I am because somebody loved me. The highest honor I will ever have is being the second son of Irene and Clifton West. I'm from the chocolate side of Sacramento, California, Shiloh Baptist Church, Reverend Willie B. Cook, Deacon Hinton, and Sarah Ray, my Sunday school teacher. This is crucial because what it means to look care in the face, trauma in the face, stigma in the face, and still respect yourself, still love yourself while loving others. Stigmatism, 400 years of trauma. We didn't produce a black Ku Klux Klan, a black ISIS. We produced Frederick Douglass, Ida B. Wells, Barnett, Harriet Tubman, and W.E.B. Du Bois, Paul Robeson, and Fannie Lou Hamer. What is it about these people in the face of so much hatred, dishing out such love in the face of so much injustice, teaching the world so much about justice? W.E.B. Du Bois, he was a love warrior in the life of the mind, and he raised four fundamental questions that sit at the center of this tradition of love struggle. The first question, how shall integrity face oppression? He didn't say cupidity, he didn't say love of money, he didn't say venality, he didn't say selling your soul for a mess of pottage. We know we live in a culture in which everybody's for sale. Everything is for sale. But where's the moral core? Where's the ethical center? Where's what Jane Austen called constancy? That's what Du Bois was talking about. Where is the integrity in our highly commodified culture? It's in the music. It's in your life. It's in your struggle. It's in your witness. It's in your work. voice's second question. What does honesty do in the face of deception? We live in an age of mendacity, an age of criminality where the lies hide so many crimes. The precious children killed by U.S. drones in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Somalia and Yemen. Crimes on Wall Street with not one Wall Street executive gone to jail. Mass incarceration, especially among poor and working people, disproportionately chocolate. Massive unemployment, massive underemployment. Not enough health care. All of these ways of losing sight of the precious humanity of God's children. What we gonna do about the lies and the crimes? Are we willing to have an honesty and tell the truth? And the condition of truth is always to allow suffering to speak.
Thank you.
that fourth question, that last query. What does virtue do in the face of brute force? What does courage do in the face of violence? How do you preserve the humanity of the others who are dehumanizing you? How do you preserve your spirit so that you can straighten your backs up? And whenever everyday people straighten their backs up, they're going somewhere, because folk can't ride your back unless it's bent. Stand. Be fortified. Be strong. Be of preparedness in your armor, in your move from your mama's womb to tomb. Plan that stride. Little James P. Johnson. There's a little Willie the Lion Smith. Oh, I hear some Fats Waller too. Throw a little Thelonious Monk in there. Oh my God, here come Duke Ellington, Mary Lou Williams, and a little Jerry Allen too. Oh my God, Red Garland. Yeah, little McCoy Tyner. Tommy Flanagan, oh, you're hurting me now. Oh, yeah. In an age of superficiality, cold-heartedness, and mean-spiritedness, where Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel says, indifference to evil is more evil than evil itself. Indifference is the one trait that makes the very angels weep. Where is the spiritual courage? Where is the moral courage? Listen to the music. Listen to the orchestra. Listen to the piano. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they pierced him in the side? Were you there when they nailed him to the cross? Were you there when the sun didn't shine? It causes me to tremble, oh, tremble. Were you there? Were you there? Were you there when they murdered Brother Martin Luther King Jr., when they assassinated Malcolm X? Were you there when they beat Fannie Lou Hamer like a dog? Were you there when Michael Brown Jr.'s body lay on that street in Ferguson? Despair never has the last word. The caravan of love goes on, the triumph of a love supreme. Listen to the music, listen to the sound.
Thank you.